आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
subtle body, what is sukshma sarir, what are its constitutions, and all that are discussed. And ego identified with the three bodies have got three different names that we have already studied. So ego identified with the gross body is called Vishwa. Ego identified with the subtle body is called Tejas. And ego identified with the subtle causal body is called Pragya. This is an individual. And in the totality, ego identified with the total gross body is called Virat. Ego identified with the total subtle body is called Hiranyagarbha. And ego identified with the total causal body is called Ishwar. After that, Shankaracharya says in verse number 106, says, Atmartattvena hi priyan visaya na svata priya. Sense objects are pleasure giving only because of the self which manifests through them. Sense objects has got no pleasure at all. It is the source of all pleasure is our own self. We superimpose the sukh on the vastu, on the being, or on a person. Otherwise, they don't have any sukh. स्वतः एवि सर्वेषां आत्मा प्रियतमो यतः एंड सर्वेषां एवरीवेयर दिस आत्मा इज प्रियतम इट इज नॉट प्रिय प्रियतर एंड प्रियतम सुपरलेटिव इज द प्रिय दिस आत्मा इज प्रियतम एंड वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन earlier that in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad it was said the wife is dear to a man not for the sake of the wife but for the sake of the self. Self here means Atman. Tata Atma Sadananda Nasya Dukham Kadachana. Therefore the Atma is the Ananda Sarup. There can never be any grief or sorrow in the Atman. Never. So point number one, it is proved that Atma is Sadananda Rupa. Why? Because I love myself most. I am ready to sacrifice my whole wealth for my sukha. Therefore, second reason. Yasya svato nirvishayah atmanando anubhuyate in the susupti. Now he is giving second argument. First argument. That Atma is Sadananda Rupa because I love myself most. Ek number. Second, my own experience in the deep sleep. There is no Vishaya, no sense object. But still I experience Sukha. So we experience Sukha without object also. In deep sleep every day. Therefore, it is the Sukha is in the Atman. When deep sleep we are experiencing, at that time we are not experiencing. As the sense organs and the mind is not available at that time, we are not experiencing directly. But our subtle ego, we call it thin ego. Thin ego is still there, but very thin ego. That thin ego is experiencing it, and it is recorded in our memory also. So when we get up in the morning, we say, Maya Sukha Anubhuyate, I experience Sukha. So the experiencer and the remember has to be one. When I am remembering early morning, that means I must have experienced during the night time. It is our experience. Then he says, no, it is said in the Shruti also. Shruti also says that the Atma is Ananda Rupa. Pratyaksha, it is our own experience, direct experience also, says that in the deep sleep, we experience that Sukha. Then, Aitiham in the tradition, in our Guru Shishya Parampara, it is also said, who is Ananda Sarup? Atma is Ananda Sarup. And Anumanam cha Jagrati, and we infer when we wake up. Jagrati, in the waking state, we infer in the night, I have experienced that soul. So, two arguments Shankaracharya gives that this self is the Sukha Swarupa. It is our direct experience, therefore. But now question comes, if that be so, I am experiencing in the deep sleep also, and I know that I love myself most, so how come this ego has come in? Why am I not experiencing that Sadananda? Is it not so? I love myself most, number one. Number two, I experience Sukha every night in deep sleep. So why am? What is obstructing that Sukha in that Jagrat Avastha or in other situations? It is said it is your ego. It is your Ahankar. Which blocks it, which makes you limited. Ego makes you always limited. We are infinite, but the ego makes me finite. What is the obstruction? What is the pratibandh? Shankaracharya brings in the topic of Maya. After explaining that the self is Ananda Swarupa, now he brings in the topic of Maya. Very good. It seems Maya is very complicated. even after studying the Vedanta also, you'll find it is complicated. It's not that easy. But if you reflect it on it again and again, you will be able to grasp it. I hope there is nobody here named Maya. Otherwise, she will start thinking, why my parents have kept the name Maya? If you are not studying Vedanta, there is no problem, because you don't have any problem. And then you study Vedanta, then it's a problem. Now you see, Maya has got the two aspects. One is the binding aspect, and another is the liberating aspect. Both are there. In the Maya itself, both are there. But we have to know what is the liberating aspect, so that we can come out of Maya. Very good. Maya we consider as a Devi, feminine form. And Lord is Maya Pati, Devi. And who is the Pati of that? Maya Pati is the Lord. And we all are Das, Maya Das. So let us see, what is this Maya? In the word Madhav also, Ma means Maya. When you say Madhav, in Madhav word, Ma represents Maya. Now let us see what is Maya, what Shankaracharya wants to say.
Avyatanamni Paramesha Shakti.
Avyatanamni Paramesha Shakti.
Anadya Vidya Trigunatmika Para. Anadya Vidya Trigunatmika Para. Karyanumeya Sudhyaiva Maya.
Karyanumeya Sudhyaiva Maya.
Yaya Jagat Sarvamidam Prasuyate.
Yaya Jagat Sarvamidam Prasuyate. Avyatanamni Paramesha Shakti. Anadya Vidya Trigunatmika Para. Karyanumeya Sudhyaiva Maya. Yaya Jagat Sarvamidam Prasuyate.
Beautiful description of Maya. First it is said, Avyakta Namni. What is its name? Avyakta. Vyakta means manifest. Avyakta means unmanifest. The first state is Avyakta, unmanifest. We have seen many times. There is Brahman. Brahman has got a Shakti called Maya. It is the unmanifest form, Avyakta form. Then comes Vyakta, manifest. In the manifest again, there are two parts. First it comes in the subtle form, then it comes gross. This much is clear. You all know that. Avyakta Namni. One name is Avyakta. In Kathopanishad also we find Mahata Param Avyaktam Avyakta Purusha Paraha. Mahata, Mahat, what you have heard many times, Mahat Tattva. What is this Mahat Tattva? The first manifestation from Avyakta to Vyakta. The first manifestation of Prakriti is called Mahat Tattva. That Mahat Tattva associated with the Chetan is called Hiranyagarbha. So first is the Mahat. This Mahat is Param Avyaktam. The Param, beyond this Mahat, the first stage of Mahat is Avyaktam. And Avyaktat Purusha Para. Purus means the Brahman. Brahman is even before that. So Brahman, then comes the Avyakta Prakriti, then comes the Vyakta Prakriti. So Avyakta Namni. So what are other names? In Yoga Vasishtha, it is said the other names of Maya is Avidya Sansriti Moha Bandho Maya Malam Tama Iti Namani Tasyasya Kalpitani Bhavanti Hi. Other names of Maya. Jaan ke to rakho. Avidya, this is known to us. Then Sansriti. Sansriti means continuously changing. Sansriti iti Sansriti. Constantly changing. Sansriti, Moha deludes you. not knowing the true nature of anything is delusion. We don't know the true nature of the world and we don't know the true nature of self. Dono hi nahi pata hai. Moha, bandha, it binds, maya, mala, mala means the impurities. In our BMI chart, vasana is impurities. In between me and my Atman, the curtain is this vasana. Mala, tama, tama means the andhakar, darkness. These are the names. Iti namani tasyasya kalpitani bhavanti hi. Like electricity in the wire is the unmanifest form. But you put that an equipment, it manifests. In our deep sleep, all our vasanas are in the abhyakta form, unmanifest form. And when we get up, then that starts manifesting. So it has got two stages. Number one, abhyakta, abhyaktru vyakta. In vyakta, first stage is subtle, sukshma. Sukshma means you cannot perceive by your organs of perception. And then the next stage is sthula, that we have already seen in our tattva-bodh. What is the sukshma elements called? Tanmatra. Tanmatra means tatmatra, that's all. Then comes the gross. Then it is said it is Paramesha Shakti. Second is the Paramesha Shakti. Param is Shakti. It is the Shakti, it's a power of Parameshwar. Paramesha Shakti. What are its power? It has got creating power, sustaining power, and dissolution power. Three Shaktis at all. And all of three are Shaktis. These are power. Even while we are meeting the people, we say, na, he is a very creative person. He has got a creative power. Not everybody has got the creative power. Creative power. Then sustaining. Sustaining the weight of the body, the leg is there. Sustaining power. Legs give the sustenance there. Whole world is sustained by that power. Dissolution. Dissolution also required power. If you want to demolish this building, power is needed. So for all creation, sustenance and dissolution, power is required, and that power is this Paramesha Shakti. This Shakti word comes from the root Sak Saknoti. Saknoti. Like we say, maya na sakyate, I am not able to do this thing. How will you say in the Sanskrit? Maya na sakyate, I will not be able to do. Maya na sakyate. But Ishwar, Ishwar karyam kartum saknoti mayaya, so Ishwar can do all this thing with the help of maya. He does everything with the help of maya. Anadi, beginningless. There are six things which are beginningless, anadi bhi se. Koi batayega? Brahman. Bhool gaya. Brahman is anadi. Maya is anadi. Avidya is anadi. Jeev is anadi. Ishwar is anadi. Jeev Ishwar bhed is anadi. Difference between Jeev and Ishwar, that confusion is always there throughout. The six items are anadi, in which Brahman has got no ant and all other five have got the anta. Jivatva can end. When the jivatva ends, in Upadeshar you have studied, Ishwar also ends. So the difference between jiv and Ishwar, khatam. Then avidya is anadi, but it can be ended by knowledge. Maya, it can be ended by knowledge. Five can be ended. But the Brahman, Brahman alone is anadi and ananta. There is no end. Then comes next, avidya. It is of the nature of ignorance. What is the nature of ignorance? It covers the truth. this avidya inside me has covered my atman. I don't know. It has covered. But Sureshwacharya says, vicharam na sahate maya. Vicharam na sahate maya. If you inquire, maya is not there. Only inquiry is needed. So maya's life ends with vichar. Start inquiring, you will find maya is not there. So what is this inquiry? It is of the nature of knowledge. It is of the nature of the knowledge. Like darkness never likes light. Darkness never likes light. Light hai, darkness bhaga. Similarly, you do the vichar, maya gaya. Avidya, trigunatmika. Trigunatmika, it expresses in three gun. There is no guna-guni sambandha. I have said many times, maya is trigun. Don't say maya has trigun. The moment you say maya has trigun, then in that case, there is a relations of gun and guni. It is not a container and content type of things. Maya is trigun. Remove the trigun, maya gone. So when we say, these are all our moods of our mind, climate of our mind. Like we ask, how is the weather today? Hot or cold? Similarly, you have to see the weather of your mind. Suppose you want leave chutti from your boss. So when you will give the application for chutti, you will see his mood first. When the mood is good, you put the application, passed quickly. So these are the moods of the mind. And we have seen in Bhagavad Gita, the different moods, how they express in the mind. We have seen that. So sattva-gun is the goodness. Rajogun is the passionate activity and tamogun is inertia. These three guna we see in the world. We see inertia, we see activity, we see the goodness. And the whole world is an effect. If the effect has got these three guna, the cause must have these three guna. What is the cause? Maya. What is the effect? The whole jagat is effect. So the effect we are seeing, goodness is there, there is activity there, inertia is there. So if it's in the effect it is there, so it must be in the cause also. Trigunatmika, para, para means beyond, it is beyond comprehension, understanding. When it is in the abhyakta form, you cannot comprehend. Beyond understanding, and it is beyond gross and subtle. Gross and subtle is vyakta. Gross element and subtle element is the vyakta, manifested form. Beyond gross and subtle is abhyakta, unmanifest. So gross and subtle is called apara. And in comparison to apara, gross and subtle, we call abhyakta as para. Para is the source for apara. Simple word, unmanifest, abhyakta is para. And from that para comes apara. What is the apara? Manifested. How it manifests? First comes the subtle, then comes the gross. That's all. So original maya is para, which is beyond gross and subtle. Not difficult to understand, no? Chal. Karyanumeya. Karyanumeya means you can infer. Anumeya means infer. Karya. Karya means from the effect. From the effect you can infer. Karyanumeya. So seeing the effect, you can infer the cause. Whatever qualities are there in the effect, it must be there in the cause form also. Karyanumeya. This is actually called Arthapatti Praman. Arthapatti Praman. What is Arthapatyu?
The road is wet.
Road is wet, that means it must have rained in the night. And what is Anuman Parman? What is the difference between Anuman and Arthapatyu?
They are together. Smoke.
Anuman is the together. Fire and smoke. I am seeing only smoke. I am not seeing the fire. But the fire must be there must if be smoke there. Is there. But in the Arthapatyu, you see the effect, but the cause is not seen. It must have rained last night, so the roads are wet. Similarly, Karyanumaya means Arthapatyu. Seeing the effect, we are inferring, must be there, must be a cause. Seeing the world, seeing the gross element, subtle element, we are saying, no, there must be a cause for this also. A person is talking flawlessly in Sanskrit. Arthapatyu he must have studied. Must have studied earlier. Who can understand it? Then it escapes Sudhyaiva. Sudhyaiva. Only Sudhyaiva. Only Sudhi. One who has got a Sushtudhi. Sushtudhi means good intellect, subtle intellect. Dhi means buddhi. Su means Sushtu. Good buddhi, subtle intellect. He can understand it. In Gita Dhyan Sloka also it comes, Sarvopnishado Gavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana Bhato Vasudri Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amritamah. Sarvopnishado Gavo Dugdha, who is milking all the Upanishad? All the Upanishads are treated as a cow. Who is milking? Gopala Nandana, Lord Krishna. He is milking all those Upanishads. And Partho was Sudhir Bhokta. Who is the Bhokta? Who is the enjoyer? Partha. How is the Partha? Sudhir Bhokta. Sudhir. He has got a good intellect. Subtle intellect. He can get it. So wise can enjoy Gita. So Maya can be inferred by subtle intellect. Can be inferred. Then it is said, yaya jagat sarvavidam prasuyate. Yaya. Yaya means maya. Feminine. Yaya is feminine. Maya. By that maya, jagat sarvam. Jagat, whole jagat sarvam. Idam prasuyate. Prasuyate means it delivers. In hospital there is delivery room, na?
Prasutigra.
In Hindi you will find in hospital prasutigra. Here also this is prasuyate. It delivers. The whole jagat is delivered by this maya. Chalo, samajh mein aa gaya. I have understood maya. Ye itna to kuch nahi, to simple cheez hai. Now, Shankaracharya is telling us how to inquire. The beautiful portion is this one. How to inquire?
सन्नाप्य सन्नाप्युभयात्मिकानो भिन्नाप्य भिन्नाप्युभयात्मिकानो सांगाप्यनंगायुभयात्मिकानो सांगाप्यनंगायुभयात्मिकानो महाद्भुतानि वचनीयमरूपा महाद्भुतानि वचनीयरूपा सन्नाप्य सन्नाप्युभयात्मिकानो भिन्नाप्य भिन्नाप्युभयात्मिकानो सांगाप्यनंगायुभयात्मिकानो महाद्भुतानिर्वचनीयमरूपा.
Now if you know Sanskrit, then you will understand very clearly. Sannyapi, sannyapi, sannyapyatmikano, sat na api asat na api ubhayatmikano. When combined, then it will become this. You have to inquire, satapi, is it absolutely real? Asatapi, it's not real, it's not existing, or it is a combination of both. the method of inquiry, sat, asat, or combination of both. Tell me whether Maya is sat. Tell me whether it is asat. No. Can it be combination of both, sat and asat? No. First line, second line. Bhinna apya bhinna apya vyatmikano. Bhinna. Bhinna means different. Abhinna, not different. Is it different from Brahman? Or is it one with one Brahman? Or a combination of both? In all cases, answer will be no. Is it different from Brahman? No. Is it one with the Brahman? That also no. Is it mixture of bhinna and abhinna? No. Sangha, sangha means, is it with the parts, sa anga? Api ananga, without parts? Or vyatmika, with and without parts? Can you combine? No. I did, is it with the form? Sa anga means with the forms. Ananga means without form. Or is it the combination of form and formless? No. So what is this Maya? Mahadbhuta. Adbhut. Swandar. Mahadbhuta. Anarvichaniya. You cannot define it. तो पहले क्यों नहीं बोला अनिर्वचनीय वी ऑल केम हियर थॉट वी विल अंडरस्टैंड माया नाउ यू आर सेइंग अनिर्वचनीय यू डोंट नो यू कांट डिस्क्राइब इट लेट अस सी सत अपि फर्स्ट वर्ड इज सत इफ माया इज सत देन यू कैन नेवर रिमूव इट Sat chet na badayet. Sat chet na badayet. Sat means what? Which stays for three period of time. Which stays for three period of time is called sat. If that be so, if Maya is sat, then we can never remove it. Forget about the moksha. No mukti. But aisa to nahi hai. It can be removed. So Maya is not. Sat. Is it asat? Is it not existing? No. What is asat? What is the definition of asat? That is not there in three period of time. Like horn of a rabbit. It's not there. Can we say this Maya is not there at all? No. We are seeing the effect, no? We are suffering. The effect is known. It is not asat also. Ubhayatmika, can that be a combination of sat and asat? No. Can you tie your leg with your horn? I don't have horn. Horn is asat. And the leg is sat, is there. Can you tie sat with asat? No. So Maya is not sat. Maya is not sat means it's not there for three period of time. Number one. Maya is, you can't say asat also. It is there. Because we are feeling the effect. We are experiencing that effect. Asat. We can't say asat. Can we say sat and asat both? कैसे बताएंगे sat asat both? No. नहीं हो सकता. Very good. Then next. भिन्नापि अभिन्ना उभयात्मिकानो. Is the Maya different from Brahman? भिन्न. Brahman is sat. anything other than Brahman is? The moment you say that Maya is different from Brahman, then it becomes asat. Very good. So can we say it is one with Brahman, abhinna? Can we say that? No. Then Brahman will become mayavala. You can never reach pure Brahman then. It is always associated with Maya. If you say abhinna, bhinna, how we have distinguished bhinna? Bhinna means different. Brahman and Maya are different. Brahman is Sat. Anything other than Brahman has to be Asat. Why other than that has to be Asat? Because there cannot be two Sat. The moment we say two Sat, it becomes finite. And then anything which becomes finite is Drishya, Jada, Nas, and everything will continue. So we can't say Bhinna. Can we say Abhinna? It is one with that. If say no, it is not Bhinna, it is Abhinna. Abhinna means one with Brahman. Then the Brahman becomes Mayavala. In that case, you will never get the pure Brahman. Because the Maya is always associated. Continuously associated. You will never get it. That also is not acceptable to us. Is it combination of both? No. Both are contradictory. Bhinna and abhinna are contradictory. Cannot be both also. The third line, sa anga pi ananga hi ubhayatmikano. We say Maya is covering Brahman. We always say, who has covered your Atman? Avidya is covered. Outside, who has covered the whole world? Maya is covered. So sometimes you think as if we cover the floor with the carpet. Floor is Brahman and carpet is Maya. Is it like that? The covered? No. How can Maya cover it? Sa anga. If you say it has got a form, then show me the head and leg of Maya. The moment you say sa anga, with limbs am Maya, then show me the limbs, show me the head of Maya, show me the legs of Maya, we can't show. Sa anga. Then therefore we cannot say whether it is a whole or part. It is partless, ananga. If you say ananga, Maya got no part, then how it is covering Brahman? Moment you say sanga, you have to show me the head and the leg. Form batao. You cannot show the form. The moment you say ananga, without any part, then how it is covering Brahman? Both ways is not correct. Then it is said, Maya is not with form, without form. Now the student says, Guru, you are confused. You are not able to explain. Bhinna bhi nahi hai, bhinna bhi nahi hai, sahanga, ananga, sat and asat. It's not there. Mahadbhuta. Mahadbhuta is very wonder. You see, why we say wonder? You are seeing the effect, but you are not able to show the cause. It's wonder. If somebody potter is making a pot, it's not a wonder. Because you are seeing the clay and he is forming and you know. But if you are not able to explain the source, the whole world is there. But I am not able to explain the source. Wonder, Adbhut. Suppose in a room somewhere in the dark, somebody is sewing with the finger different type of formations on the wall. You say, I wonder, it looks like a dog. It's only finger is moving.
Or sometimes we see the clouds with different formation. Wonder, hurry, ye kisa ho kya? Now it is the shape of elephant, now it is like this. Wonder, Mahabhuta. So what is the Ascharya? Shankaracharya said somewhere, ah, Ascharya iti Ascharya. Ah. When you are seeing Ascharya, Leaning Tower of Pisa, I say, ah. Girni rahe, nobody wants to go near it. Ye abhi girni rahe. See the Taj Mahal, you say, Varipa. Can somebody make such a beautiful cover also? It is cover only, no? Ascharya. Ah, anirvichani, inexplicable, you cannot define it. We can discuss Maya from three angles. From the standpoint of Brahman, Maya is not there. From the standpoint of Brahman, Maya is not there. From the Maya standpoint, it is anirvachaniya. Cannot be explained. From the standpoint of Jagat, it is the Shakti of Lord, Parmesha Shakti. So you have to define Maya from the standpoint from which you want to see. If you have reached the state of Brahman, there is no Maya after that. Once you come to know the rope, there is no more snake. From the standpoint of Maya, anirvachaniya, you cannot describe it. And from the standpoint of Jiva, Jagat, it is Parmesh Shakti. So from three different angles, we have to define it. This is the method of inquiry given by Shankaracharya. It is not Sat, it is neither Asat, or combination of Sat or Asat. It is not Bhinna, Abhinna, or combination of Bhinna and Abhinna. Different, not different, or combination of both. Sa Anga with limbs, Ananga without limbs, or combination of both. We cannot explain Maya this way. Therefore, Adbhuta, Mahadbhuta, and Anirvachaniya. Inexplicable. Maya bina? You could not find Maya. But you inquire, it's not there. The inquiry has to be done in this way. So in the first verse, Lord has said about, Shankaracharya has said about the different names, its power, the details were given, and now in this verse, how to do the inquiry, that was it. So you have to contemplate more on this verse, Sat, Asat, Bhinna, Abhinna, Sa Anga, Ananga, or the combination of all these. In all cases, you will find the answer will be no. So Maya is an illusion only, that's all.
Yeah, Maza.
It's only illusion. If you inquire, you'll find it's not there. It's not there. Contemplate 1 week. Why 1 week? I give you 2 weeks time, because we don't have class on next Sunday. Contemplate on it. Then after that we'll continue our journey with Maya, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, and all that will come. How to cross over also will come. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate.
Shyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.